Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And hold on, let me send DC a message so that she knows we are on and ready for her. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. My, I have so many names. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker and author, and so much more. And I'm finding out more and more who I am all the time. This is a show that DC Love was inspired to have us do, and it's got both of our names in it, since her last name is Love, and my name is Barbara Amazing Grace. So this is just our fun little play on who we are. And what we do on this show is consciously channel messages for our callers and the people in the chat room so that you can get the answers that you're looking for in your life. You can learn more about me by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look around. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself. Let me open the chat room while I'm thinking about it. And I'm waiting for DC to respond because she is not in the studio yet. Let me ask her if she's coming. So the way this normally works is that someone will ask a question or just ask for messages, and DC will give them what she's getting, and then I give them what I'm getting. And what I give them usually also involves some healing work so that they can start making changes to their lives. So you see, I can't do it without DC because she always goes first. Okay, I am going to give her a few more seconds, see if she responds. Maybe I should just call her. Okay. Oh, she did call me. Okay, so she says, I didn't hear from you, so I didn't know. She's going to be here in a couple of minutes. Actually, we agreed last time we had a show that we would have a show again tonight. So I'm just doing what we had told each other we were going to do. Makes it sound like I really do have an alibi, doesn't it? Life is always so interesting. And the way things just pop up that just keep us from doing what we had planned to do, it's not unusual for one or the other of us to have something suddenly just pop up and we won't be able to do a show. So I don't blame her for wanting to have me tell her that, yes, we are doing a show before she comes on. And this has been an absolutely wonderful day for me. I've noticed the difference in people's attitudes since they finally announced who won the election or who won the popular vote, because that doesn't mean that they are actually going to be elected, because it's the Electoral College that determines who is actually elected. We really complicate our system sometimes, don't we? But anyway, people are happy now that they know that the popular vote, at least a lot of the people I know, are happy because it didn't go to Trump. I'm what all this really means? I mean, I know from guidance that Trump was there to do what Trump has done, which is to get people back into their own lives. We had more people voting in this election than have voted in eons. And that was part of what his purpose was. He was supposed to stir the pot, so to speak, so that people would not just keep living their complacent little lives, doing what they've always done, complaining about the outcome, but not doing anything to change it. And now many, many, many people are so much more active in various aspects of their lives. You know, people are actually teaching their kids. And these are people who would never have thought of teaching their kids. That's what schools are for. And now they find that they actually enjoy interacting with their own children. So there's really actually been a lot of good for the people as a result of who we had for the president. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now. Okay, here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about herself.
Well, hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. How are you doing, Barbara?
Great.
Great? That's great. I'm great, too. Everyone, this is the magical DC Love, and, you know, some of you may ask, well, why do you say the magical DC Love? Spirit told Barbara, and then Barbara told me, add magical to DC Love. So that's where the magical part came in. My journey has been a beautiful journey. It started with delicious sugar cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me. Spirit sat on me to get my attention. That is like, it's magical. It's crazy. It's so many things all in one. And it propels me to where I am today. I'm on this amazing path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I discovered that, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. I did have a work background. It was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357. And now I offer angelic love instead. And I think it's so much nicer. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And we can't forget, I do have a not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan connected with me while she was in a coma. And she really did. I was walking past the TV, and I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I looked around. There was nobody around. It must have been me she was talking to. So I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else. Well, Joan didn't take no for an answer. A couple hours later, she said, listen, just, you know, deliver the message. I'm cleaning up the message that she, you know, she gave me. But I did, you know, put it out the best I could. She was happy with that. And for some odd reason, we have been together ever since. And the really cool thing about Joan is she left this door open on the other side. It's almost like a revolving door. And it seems like someone keeps walking through that door continually. My chance encounter with her, it really gives me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source. And it helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to do these beautiful radio shows. If you want the cliff notes, love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening and happy Sunday, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. Okay, we are now ready to listen to our caller's questions. I was trying to think of how I was supposed to phrase that. Okay, so our first caller is from area code 510. And hi, who's this?
Hi there, ladies. This is Camille in Oregon.
Hello, Camille.
Hello, Camille.
Hi. So this
how are you doing
I
today?
Called you. I'm well. Thank you so much. I trust that you ladies are well as well.
Yeah.
So I called about 10 days ago on your Thursday program, and I made an inquiry about my relationship with a man called Mason with whom I was living with.
Okay.
And this is an update of sorts. I've had to release the relationship for now, and with a heavy heart, I had to set some boundaries and let him move out. But what's interesting about this is he has been here, not to visit with me just yet because I don't feel it's the right time, but he has been communicated with my tenant and her boyfriend. And he looked like he wanted to say something but didn't quite have the words, didn't know what to say. And they didn't know what was going on. Now they know. But my question is now that I am purposefully putting time and space between us to both sort out our respective lives, what is the likelihood that he and I will reconcile and rekindle?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting, Camille, this is DC, is that you are very intuitive, especially in matters of the heart. Okay, so there is a saying, you've got to continue to listen to that beautiful little voice within. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's going to help you to, you know, to figure things out. Okay? And I'm getting the word balance. You know, balance is one of the things that is, you know, it really is a necessity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just trying to see. Okay. Okay, and Spirit is saying, you know, there is sort of like a new focus on something specifically now within this relationship. Okay? And you both are thinking of ways to rebuild or improve the relationship.
Okay.
So I'm getting it sort of like he did have like a wake-up call. Okay. So he is seeing things a little bit differently. Okay.
Right.
I'm getting, you know, there is a possibility. But I wouldn't jump right in. Of course, I would take things, you know, take things a little slowly. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting like there are opportunities. I think he does realize now, like he sees things a little bit differently. So God is, you know, like what is he going to do now? What is, you know, is he going to put in time necessary? And okay? Let me just see what they're showing me. Yeah, because I'm getting, like, I'm seeing a pitchfork. And when I see a pitchfork, it means that love's, you know, love is beautiful, but also requires a lot of work. Okay? It's not all flowers and sunshine, you know. If you want to grow those beautiful flowers, you've got to put the work in, you know. So the relationship does need to, you know, have that work put into it to make it grow as well as flowers. I'm getting, you know, there may be like some bumps ahead for you guys, but I get that you really, you know, you have what it takes and you devote, you know, yourself to whatever you're thinking about, okay?
Right.
Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, like I'm getting from you that you're willing to put the work in, okay? I'm not getting that as of yet. Let me see. Okay. And what I'm getting is just, you know, you've got to really, you know, communicate with him and tell him exactly what you are thinking, okay?
Right.
Because I'm feeling you may not exactly want to tell him everything you're thinking. You don't want to cause any more tension, okay? But you really have to, you know, you really have to be able to be open and honest, so that, you know, you would be able to have a healthy relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, there is a possibility. I don't know if he's willing, you know, to work 100% as we are connecting, you know?
Right.
But I'm getting there is a possibility. Okay? But just be honest about everything and don't be afraid to communicate. And I'm getting that would be the best way to have, like, a, you know, a really nice new beginning if you're not afraid to communicate and tell him, you know, exactly what you're feeling. Do you sometimes not say exactly what you want to say because you don't want to cause any tension?
Yeah, in this relationship, I did, just because I really, really had deep feelings for him. And I really, you know, didn't want to betray my own feelings, or I wasn't sure what he was going to say or do. And I guess I felt fear, you know. I was not as confident as I could have been, I guess.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, the relationship has to be a high priority for the both of you, okay?
Right.
And that will, you know, that would be the thing. You need to spend time together. You need to be open. You need to talk. And, you know, you really to maintain that beautiful, strong, okay?
Effort. Right.
Okay. But I'm getting, like, I don't know if it's you or he that doesn't want to reveal their deepest thoughts because there is fear.
I think
it might be the two of you.
That might be a him, too. Well, yeah. But I think
there's
him,
the two of you, but there is
he's
potential
very,
here, honey. There is good potential here, you know, but I mean, if you guys could be open and honest and really, you know, give it an honest effort, I'm getting that, you know, you can get even closer to each other. There's going to be respect. You know, you can come to an agreement. There's compromise. And you can have differences of opinion but still get along. You know, so there's great hope for the relationship. But at this point, like, I don't know if, you know, if he's going to want to put in the 100% and yourself as well and be honest and, you know, not be afraid to speak openly. You know, if you guys can do that, I do think the relationship can, you know, it can work.
Right.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Just hang in there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing I was getting was that your major concern should be you. That's part of the reason why they encouraged you to step back from the relationship, because you were losing yourself.
Right.
It's important for you to recognize you, to know what's important to you, to know what it is you truly desire to have in a relationship, and to feel that you can trust him. I think the fear gets in the way of trust. And there's some other old relationship stuff, an old cultural stuff that's in the way. Okay, let's see what they want to do. Okay, so we're going to do some wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am worthy.
Dear innate, I accept that I am worthy.
Dear innate, I accept that no one controls me or my life.
Dear innate, I accept that no one controls me or my life.
Dear innate, I accept that being in love does not mean being controlled.
Dear innate, I accept that being in love does not mean being controlled.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I am completely let go.
Dear innate, I allow myself to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have a deeper understanding of myself.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have a deeper understanding of myself.
Dear innate, I accept my releasing of cultural beliefs.
Dear innate, I accept my releasing of cultural beliefs.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Nate, I stand in my power.
Dear Nate, I accept that I can do this.
Dear Nate, I accept that I can do this.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am not responsible for him.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am not responsible for him.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
Dear Nate, I completely let go.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels empowering.
Good. Yeah, they're saying that this is about you looking at yourself, looking at your life, looking at what is important to you, looking at what it is you truly want to create. And once you have clarity about all of that, once you really feel like you understand you, then you can talk to him. But you want to make sure that you understand yourself first.
Right.
Yeah. There are some things about you that you never really looked at. And they're saying take this time and to look at everything. And if you want to, you know, write it down, journal it, whatever works for you, do
that. Right. Yes.
And you may want to make a list of what's actually important to you. And that can be a list of what's important in your life or what's important in a man, what's important in a relationship. You apply that however you feel it needs to be applied for you.
Right.
And then
they're
saying don't compromise. Don't settle. If it's important to you, why not have it?
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, this is a big, big change, a big shift in your life. So give yourself a chance to experience it.
All right.
Okay.
That's sensible. Yes, thank you, ladies, so much.
You are welcome. And, you know, let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling, Camille.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 216.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, my name is Sharon. Happy Sunday.
You say Karen?
Sharon with an S.
Sharon, okay.
Yes, hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, DC. Hello.
What can we do for you today?
Well, DC, any messages that you have, anything you're picking up for me, how's that today? Any changes or just anything?
Okay, great. No, that sounds awesome, hon. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm getting, you work really hard, Sharon, and you strive to do as much as you can. But I do believe that, you know, you're holding on to a belief that you really have to work really, really hard, you know, to get what you want in this world, to fulfill your dreams.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, from maybe your parents that, you know, like, you have to work super, super hard, okay?
Yeah, I guess it would make sense. I mean, I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I mean, that's 40 hours. But I can see what you're saying. I can understand that.
Okay. And Spirit is saying that you're a very creative person. You've got
okay.
this amazing vision. Okay? Okay. But I'm getting, you've got to watch because at times you are also considered to be like a people pleaser, Sharon. You've got to watch that.
Okay.
You've got to, you know, as Barbara stated to our last caller, you know, you have to come first, okay?
You're right.
Okay.
I agree with that.
And you've got to, you know, really treat yourself really good and take care of you. I'm getting, you know, like reducing your stress a little bit with help will help you, okay? And, you know, doing something nice. Have you gotten yourself maybe like a nice scented candle and, you know, maybe, you know, something that you've been, you know, wanting to do, maybe like a self-care treatment? Because I'm getting like you really have to do something nice just for you, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, like you said, you are a hard worker. You know, keep going forward. I'm getting like, just like don't go overboard with work either. Like don't try to, you know, set your expectations like real, like too high. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what are they showing me? Okay. And, you know, you've got all this beautiful potential within you, Sharon. You know, you have the potential, you have the vision, and you have the ability to bring it, you know, into your reality. And I'm getting, you know, like choices. I keep hearing like choices. You're a very blessed person, and there's always going to be, you know, choices for you, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, just take advantage of that because that's really amazing. And I'm getting, you know what, you're such a driven woman too. You do complete things and, you know, you accomplish. And I'm getting you are, you know, really good at working towards your goals, what you're wanting in life. And people, they see that about you. They're willing to help you. Okay, you're very practical, is what I'm getting. Okay. And again, I'm getting, make sure, like, you take care of you. Don't sacrifice for those around you, hon. You've got to take care of you is what the angels
okay.
are showing. Okay, does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we are in the month of November, and, you know, there's not much left of, you know, of the 2020 year. Okay? So I'm getting, make sure that you stay true to yourself and your desires.
Okay.
When you do, this is when you're going to attract the attention you deserve. Okay?
Okay.
And visualize where you want to be financially. Okay? And, you know, just visualize, put that vision to work. And when you do, you're going to attract the energy you need to make your dreams come true.
Okay.
Your work will, it'll seem easier for you, okay?
I know. I get into my head a lot. That's my worst fault.
Yeah.
We all have our issues. That's mine.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, with the year, like 2020, like there has been a little bit of stress and a little bit of conflict, okay? Okay. So when you get into those situations, sometimes it's best to step back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, like you're going, if you haven't had choices yet, you will have choices in regard to career. You've got to analyze your choices, you know, weigh all the information presented to you. And I'm getting, you know, if you make a decision maybe for a career change or something this year, you know, the decision will affect you for many years. But don't be afraid because the sun is shining down upon you, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
And it all starts with you, you know, you've got to take care of you. Okay, that's like one of the most important things is Sharon taking care of herself. And when you take care of you first, you could, you know, you take care of so many as well. It's so much easier. Okay? All right.
Okay.
What happens that makes you have like a little bit of a difficult time making decisions?
I don't know. I just don't know if I have had difficulties. I'm trying to think. Maybe something will come up, but I don't know.
Because I'm getting like it's sort of you are having a little bit of a difficulty making decisions about exactly what you want to do, where you want to go. Okay. You've got to sort of like it's I feel a tension when there's something for, like something that you're thinking about. You've got to learn to relax and be more open. Okay.
Okay.
You have the ability to adapt to any situation, basically, okay?
Yeah, I really do, and I'm really not one to sit on a fence either. I've never been like that.
No.
But I can see what you mean.
And you know, like people that come before you, you know, whether it's, you know, in a job situation or something else, you have the ability to, like, to read these people, the situations. You know exactly what's going on. And you have, you know, you just, like, you look at the situation or the person, you figure out what's going on really quickly, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There was one girl at work. There was a lady at work that was dishonest. She just kind of, but she apologized to me. She's deceitful, and it did surprise me. It shouldn't.
Okay.
But, you know, people can, you just never know. People will surprise you out of the blue.
Yeah. Well, you know what, just watch, because that seems to be like, you know, like it can put you in a state of worry, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful with that, okay? And I'm getting, like, as I'm talking to you, hon, I just feel like you're holding on to a lot of stress, Sharon. My body's getting tighter as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
So your body holds up, like, a lot of stress, okay? So you've got to learn to let go of that. Are there any physical issues that you're ignoring that, like, maybe, like, nagging little things here and then you're not really paying attention to them?
Just allergies, but no, I do not know. Not that's coming up right now. I mean, I'm a runner. I mean,
yeah, I just feel like this more. Like this tightness, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's just you're holding on to something. You know, and it just feels weird. You know, like, so you've got to you've got to be able to just, like, let go of things, you know.
Okay.
It could be just the stress. It's just, like, I could feel it in my neck and things, you know. Let me see what they're showing me. Yeah, I'm getting, like, there's a little stress, a little maybe, like, irritability or something. Like, there's something that you're thinking about, okay.
Okay.
And I'm also getting you know, your regimen, whatever it, like the running or whatever, like I'm just getting like a, you know, a little bit of a cautionary note with that.
Okay.
Okay. And do you run more so like when you have something on your mind?
Yes, it relaxes me. It really does. After I'm done,
relaxes
I just
you,
feel so much better.
You know
better.
What? Your body's like in a different state. It does relax you, but you could also injure yourself or have some kind of ache because of the running and, like, the mental, the body, you know, the body-mind connection.
Okay.
Okay, so just watch, you know, like, watch when you're running, like you said, if you're thinking about something, okay? So just be careful with that. Because I do feel like at times, you know, like, if you feel like you have a lot on your plate, you feel a little bit restless, you know, maybe that's a time that you run a little more or something. So I'm just getting just like a cautionary note to just watch, okay? Just watch with the running. Okay, so are you running like a little bit more so? Is there something different about the routine?
No, well, the gym opened up again, so I'm doing it at the gym now. Yeah.
Okay.
The routine is different.
I don't know. There's something I'm getting just like, please just watch, okay? And the angels are saying they would, like, really be happy if you take a little bit of a break, you know, and just take time for you, okay?
Okay.
To decide what it is you want to do, you know, like, where you want to go, you know, to move forward. So I'm getting you need a little bit time, you know, for a little bit maybe R&R, a little bit of self-love, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting sure you've got to start, you know, being more open to receiving. Okay, I feel like you
I know.
And you receive, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, when you get up in the morning and you see yourself in the mirror, tell yourself how much you love you. You know, I love you, Sharon. You're beautiful. You're worthy of love, okay? And really, really feel it and really mean it, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, that's going to help. And I do feel like you need, like, certain areas of your life are out of balance a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. This is gonna pass. Everything's gonna be fine. I'm getting, you know, there's some emotions you're hanging on to, and there's like pent up energy, you know, and just watch, you know, what they're running is what I'm getting. Okay. So I'm gonna have, you know, Barbara come in and, you know, help you with that. Okay. Do you have any problems falling asleep or anything?
Sometimes I do, yes. Now, this weekend, okay. I didn't at all. Only a couple days last week, but my allergies for 2 days were so bad. I cleaned out my garage one day. Oh, God. It was like
goodness.
I had sand in my head.
But that
all cleared
it, yeah.
up. Yes, I couldn't sleep. It was the worst, I think, my allergies have ever been. But I'm fine now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy when that happens, you know?
I just want to take drugs. I know. For it.
Yeah. Well, just be careful because, like I said, you do, you know, you seem to have a little bit more movement. You know, you're doing a little bit more than you realize, I think, you know, when you get into, like, something is on your mind. And
okay.
And the mind-body connection, like, be a little bit more gentle on your body, too, you know. Give it a little break and just, like, rest, relax, you know. Try to balance a little bit more so that all areas are, you know, all areas are
even.
Getting enough of attention.
Yeah,
it's, well, yeah, it's just one area is, like, really out of whack. So that's what I'm saying. I just, if you don't watch, like I said, it's going to end up where you may end up, you know, hurting yourself, even from the running. Like, you just have to watch. So the angels, and if they tell you they'd like you to rest, it means, you know, like, that's, I would, like, listen, because sometimes when we don't listen, they actually, you know, they shut us down, too, you know. And you
okay.
and you don't want that, okay? And I did get, you know, please listen. And Mother Mary is coming in, and she's asking you to take care of yourself a little bit more. Nurture your beautiful vessel, hon, okay? So
okay.
don't be afraid to take a little bit of you time and, you know, and take care of you, Sharon. So I want Barbara to come in and, like I said, you know, with that energy and the restlessness, I want her to come in and address those issues, and just be careful that you don't hurt yourself. Okay, hon?
Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, you're so welcome. It was so wonderful to hear your voice again and to reconnect. And just, you know that you're doing a great job, okay? You are. You're doing a great job. Barbara?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Okay. The first thing that I'm getting about you is that you don't trust yourself. That there are a lot of times when you do things because you are trying to meet the expectations of other people and you're not actually looking at what's right for you. And they really want you to stop that. And when DC was, or I was asking, I'm not sure who was asking, but you were asked, did you have a question? And you said you just wanted to get whatever the message was. And they kept telling me that you did actually have a question, but you didn't think your question was important enough.
I'm just trying to think. Any message that DC gives is wonderful. She literally answers my questions without me having to ask the question. Both of you do. That makes sense. So you did basically answer all my questions. I really mean that. But I can see what you mean.
But they want you to start asking your questions and recognizing that you deserve to ask your questions. You know that you're going to get even more than you expected in an answer, so you don't have to worry about that. But it's important for you to trust you and to say what you need to say. It's like you're hiding yourself still, and they want you to stop doing that.
Okay.
All right, let me see if there's some dear innate statements they want you to do. And you're saying, yes, of course there are. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I trust myself.
Dear innate, I trust myself.
Dear innate, I know that I am deserving.
Dear innate, I know that I am deserving.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go of my limitations.
Dear innate, I let go of all my limitations.
Dear innate, I let go of my fears.
Dear innate, I let go of my fears.
Dear innate, I let go of my past.
Dear innate, I let go of my past.
Dear innate, I see the beauty within me.
Dear innate, I see the beauty within me.
Dear innate, I see the power within me.
Dear innate, I see the power within me.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be transformed.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be transformed.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I get out of my own way.
Dear innate, I get out of my own way.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Relaxing. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay, they say...
Thank you once again.
To set aside some time every day for you. And don't let anything else come up and get in the way of that time.
Thank you.
All right. You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
You too.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that in everybody's ear. Our next caller is area code 202. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Zoe. Hi, Barbara. It's my first time calling in to you in D.C. How are you ladies this evening?
We're doing great. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
So did you have a question for us?
No, I just wanted to... Just get a message this evening.
Okay. I didn't catch your first name.
Zoe.
Okay, Zoe. Very nice to meet you. The first thing is I'm getting meditation. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I'm getting meditation is very important. Make sure you breathe deeply, and this is going to help you to really connect to your authentic self, okay? And through the quiet, stillness is when you're going to hear the answers you're looking for. So
okay.
The more quiet that you have, you know, it's going to help to increase your mental awareness. And you're going to feel, the spirit, the presence of spirit around you, okay?
Okay.
I'm just getting, meditation for you is like one of the most important things, okay? So that was the first message that spirit wants you to bring forward, Zoe, is just make sure that you, take time and, to meditate and to breathe and be still, okay? Because it's during... that beautiful time where you're going to have a lot of, information, okay? So the quieter that you can get,
the more answers are going to come your way, okay? So that beautiful stillness is really important. The next thing that I'm getting is, you know, you were asked if you had a question and you really didn't have a question. Well, the answer is always love, okay? Love is always mm-hmm. the answer. So whatever you're going through, whether it's a relationship, a situation, surround it with love, okay? Love has the power to heal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was, the next message that I got was love is always the answer. Okay. I'm also getting, you're stronger than you think you are, okay?
Okay.
You have a beautiful divine team with you, and they're here to help you. Okay. Has there been any situations that you've needed maybe some divine guidance, something that you've been thinking about?
And maybe picking up on the energy of the suite, because in addition, I did have some of the election anxiety, and then my mother was in the hospital, out of the hospital. We had to send her back to the hospital, and they just transferred her over to rehab, and I'm not able to visit. So that's kind of new and a little bit of anxiety for me. So.
Okay, stay positive. Stay positive, meditate, breathe. I'm getting, and just, never worry, always, put it in the form of a prayer. I feel that Mother Mary has been with you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And I'm also feeling that Jesus as well has been with you, okay?
Okay.
Just have faith in God's miracles of love, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. I'm getting, do not be afraid, hon, okay? I just want to see what else they're giving me for you. Okay, let me see. Yeah, it's been a really crazy time, and, you said, with the election, a lot of people are still, afraid or going crazy, and we could either approach this from a place of love or a place of fear,
mm-hmm.
And it's much easier if we come from a place of love. And I'm getting for you, this is a time of change. Okay, that there's something that, needs to be changed in regard to your current situation.
Okay.
Okay, so there's something going on, in regard to a current situation. And what I'm getting, Zoe, is the angels are saying, please, speak your truth. And by speaking your truth, you'll be able to be able to say something that will sort of bring about the changes that you're needing, okay?
Okay.
Getting watch the mind-body connection, because it could affect your physical and your mental health as well, okay? And just make for you putting yourself first. That's always important, okay? And don't be afraid to express yourself, say what you're feeling.
Okay.
And I'm getting, I'm getting the word boundaries. So are there boundaries that you need to set with someone or a few people?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm pretty good with that.
Okay. Okay, so I'm still getting, just watch, because someone may try to overstep their boundaries. Okay, so be careful with that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What about in regard to, do you work?
That I'm kind of in the middle of the trying to get back to. So that's probably some of the anxiety that you're picking up as well.
Okay.
And I guess,
just relax a little bit more. Like I said, Jesus and Mother Mary are here with you. Everything's going to work out for you. But you've got to love yourself first, and, just take a little time to meditate and allow Spirit to bring in the answers you're looking for. And I'm getting, it's sort of like, I feel like your mind is overloaded, okay? You've got to let go of it.
Okay.
I'm like, Zoe, if you put another thing in there, I feel like it's like everything is going to collapse. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, you know, you've got to let go of that. Follow your intuition. I'm getting, again, like changes. How are you doing with your physical health? Are you eating well?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you're eating, you know, organic foods if you can. Watch processed foods, because processed foods, you know, can cause inflammation. Watch the sugar. Things like that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And that'll help to make you feel better and to really help you to be, you know, to feel stronger and more, like, more empowered as well, okay?
Okay.
So, okay. And I'm getting, you know, like, things are changing, Zoe, because you're changing. And, you know, when you described about your mom and the election and things like that, it almost felt like you felt like everything was falling apart around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm getting, you know, like, things are actually, they're not really falling apart. They're sort of like, you know, rearranging where things are actually falling together. Okay?
Yeah,
so
I can relate
just allow
to that. Yeah.
To, you know, to move around. The way they're supposed to move around, you're moving out of an old cycle of your life into a better one. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That's encouraging to hear.
It's almost like a rebirth of sorts, okay?
Yes.
And when you come out the other end, you're not gonna recognize the new Zoe, okay? You're amazing, okay? You know, spiritually,
okay.
You are reclaiming yourself, and you need a little time to just take care of you, a little bit more R&R, a little bit of TLC, and realize that, you know, the universe is saying, Zoe, we'll let you rest for now, but, you know, wait till things start happening. It's going to be amazing, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So in the meantime, I'm glad that you called in. I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because there are some fears that are within you. You may not even realize that they're there, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to, you know, get rid of those fears. Are you willing to have Barbara come in and work with you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I love Barbara.
Okay, well, we're going to just, you know, have Barbara come right in and get rid of those fears and, you know, let the process begin, Zoe. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Tisa.
You're welcome.
Okay, Zoe. Okay, the first thing I was getting was this wonderful feeling of flowing, a Zen type of energy when DC was asking you about meditating. So they say when you are truly into your meditation, it is absolutely perfect. It just feels so right. So keep doing that. Because you are going through a time in your life where you are seeing that the things that you were taught about creating your life and making it wonderful and all of that doesn't actually work. And so when
mm-hmm.
you're trying to do, it feels like you're trying to be of service to everybody else. You're trying to take care of everybody else. And they're saying, that's never going to work. Never. Not ever. So, stop.
Okay. I receive that.
Yeah, you are. And that's one of the things causing the anxiety, too. And whenever you are feeling anxiety or worry or frustration about the future, I want you to remember that that's what you are creating. You create what you feel. And so if you want your future to be this wonderful place where you relax and you enjoy and all of that, stop creating that it's going to be filled with anxiety and things that create anxiety. You create with what you feel. So let yourself feel what you truly desire to feel so that you can create that in your life.
Yeah, I truly believe that. Just have to remind myself sometimes. Keep
well,
it in
really
practice and not just in words.
Yeah. And one of the things that they have me do, and lately they've been having me do it all the time. In fact, I wake up in the middle of the night and I do it. And that is simply say, "Dear innate, I let go." So if you're thinking
dear
about
innate,
something,
I let go.
Just start saying, "Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go." Sometimes I find myself saying it while I'm watching a television show and the person is talking about something that happened. And I realize that I'm connecting with the energy of what they're talking about. And so I start saying, "Dear innate, I let go," because I don't want that energy. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
part of that. I'm not going to go there anymore. And so I just say, "Dear innate, I let go," over and over and over. And it does help me to fall back asleep at night. So it does have its good points. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
that would be one of my mantras.
You. We're going to do some dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, it's not my job to take care of everybody else.
Dear innate, it's not my job to take care of everybody else.
Dear innate, everyone else is just as connected to the Creator as I am.
Dear innate, everyone else is just as connected to Creator as I am.
Dear innate, the Creator provides for them just as much as the Creator does for me.
Dear innate, the Creator provides for them just as much as the Creator provides for me.
Dear innate, the Creator does not need my help to save the world.
Dear innate, the Creator does not need my help to save the world.
Dear innate, I no longer rescue.
Dear innate, I no longer rescue.
Dear innate, I allow myself to look at my own life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to look at my own life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have clarity about what's important to me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have clarity about what's important to me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, I 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 completely let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I accept the peace within me.
Dear innate, I accept the peace within me.
Dear innate, I accept the love within me.
Dear innate, I accept the love within me.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the future.
Dear innate, I let go of the future.
Dear innate, I accept that the only time is now.
Dear innate, I accept that the only time is now.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Lighter.
Yeah.
Peaceful. Thank you,
yeah,
Barbara.
Back in the Zen flow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And don't forget, just say, dear Renee, I let go. Whenever you get into the anxiety, the worry, the blah, 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 you know, just say, dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. Dear Renee, I let go. And it will bring you back to that space of peace.
I like the feeling I have now, so I will say that. Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. And, you know, let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you, ladies.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to our next caller from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Hi,
Hello.
Sheila. Hi.
So what can we do?
I was wondering who was next, Barbara, because I heard the word success. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I don't know what you've been doing, but you're doing something right, Sheila, and there are so many opportunities that are coming your way. They're opening up, and I'm hearing you've got the power. So you've got to tap into that beautiful energy. Okay, and ignite the passion within, and just, you know, go for whatever it is that you are wanting, hon, okay? There's so many possibilities. Wow. Okay. So Spirit is saying, you know, this is your time to create, whether it's, you know, related to a, you know, a new position, a new job, or it's a relationship maybe that you're looking for. This is your time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, this is a beautiful time. And I'm getting, you know, you've got all this energy around you, and you've got to start to use it, and you've got to just, you know, you've got to make sure you breathe, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting just breathe. You've got to, you know, go within and connect with your, you know, that beautiful divine self, Sheila, your higher self, and reconnect with your spiritual self and just, you know, just meditate and just be, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. You've got this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful energy, okay? So don't ignore, you know, this amazing time of your life, hon.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the word love around you.
Oh, good.
And that's what I'm getting. But there's all different kinds of love. And I'm also getting, you know, love is coming your way, but divine love is with you right now. It's healing you on every level. It's surrounding you, supporting you. And, again, you know, whatever question you're going to ask, the answer is always love. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so focus on that beautiful love and allow it to come in and help you. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, you may have been struggling a little bit to do things, okay, and as we know, we're never alone. You have a beautiful divine team with you, and the angels are saying, allow us to help you, Sheila. Do not worry. We're here. Instead, have faith and just ask your beautiful team to come in and help you, okay?
Okay.
And, Sheila, you are a beautiful role model of this beautiful divine love. Okay?
Okay.
You know, connect with your divine team, meditate, and this is going to help you to really to go forward. And I'm getting, you know, I don't know if you've thought about being a spiritual teacher, but that would be, you know, one example of how you could help others.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got such amazing energy, and you've got the ability to do so many different things, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know. Have you ever, like, looked into, like, the Native American culture?
Yeah, lots of times. Yeah.
Okay, because you have a Native American past, and I feel like it'll help you spiritually if you try to reconnect with it. Is there like a familiar energy
really familiar to you when you connect, because this beautiful Native American past now is coming forward at this time, and you have the ability to, you know, to access that knowledge that you have within you. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, that Native American, you know, energy is coming forward, hon. Okay, what are the angels want to say? Okay, wait, they're showing me something else. Okay. Okay. So what I'm just seeing is, it's sort of like the ancient carvings, you know, that the Indians would do. You know, there's animals, there's like wheels, there's like all these different things, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. And this, I guess, what the meaning is that this is showing you the connection to the creativity of your ancestors from that lifetime, hon.
Okay.
Okay. So what I would suggest is maybe, you know, you could look it up on YouTube or something. I would do like a Native American meditation, you know.
Okay.
I hear drums beating and things like that, okay. I'm also seeing
a medicine bag.
Yeah, I'm seeing a medicine bag. And inside this medicine bag, you were a medicine healer. And you have herbs in there. You have all these different healing tools, okay? So I'm getting, you know, this medicine bag is bringing you some of the healing energy that you are needing at this moment. And also, I don't know if you thought about being a healer yourself. That's another one of the messages coming forward for you, Sheila.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So have you thought about doing any kind of healing modality maybe?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Okay. So that's what I'm, you know, picking up. This is your time, and you've got this amazing divine team around you. Okay? Okay, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to watch. I feel like you have a little bit too much stress. Okay? And you don't want that to, you know, to affect your physical health, okay?
Okay.
So watch with that. And Ginger is pointing to your teeth. She's saying you might have to go to the dentist soon, so she's giving you a paws up with that one, okay?
Okay. All right.
And she's just saying, Sheila, watch the stress, hon, okay? So that's
okay.
What I got. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
God bless, Sheila.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Sheila, the first thing I'm getting is that you should go into meditation. Do you meditate?
I try. Sometimes I get off track.
It's not a matter of effort.
Okay.
Meditation is just being. And if you find yourself thinking about something else, then just accept the fact that you were thinking about something else and, you know, balloon and let it drift away, whatever works. The Native American aspect, I'm actually getting that you've been a part of at least three different tribes. I'm hearing Navajo, Apache, and Cheyenne. I don't know anything about any of those, but that's what I'm hearing. And there's these beautiful spiritual beings from those tribes who are ready to work with you. And so
that's why they want
to go into meditation, so that you could have conversations with them, so that they can show you things and explain things to you and bring you back into your power, is what they're saying.
Wow, that's amazing.
It will be absolutely transformative. It will change your life in every way, really. Okay, let's see. They want to say something, or who wants to say something? They want you to know the truth of who you are. We want you to know that you are not who you have imagined yourself as being. You have been so much more, and now it is time for you to come back. Come back to yourself. Come back to that power. Come back to that knowing that no one else has control over you. They never have, and they never will. You are already more than you've ever imagined. And we want to help you find that. We want to bring you back to you. And you can use the wisdom we share with you in whatever way you choose to use it. We don't expect you to go back to living the way you did when you were one of us. We expect you to apply what you learned to your life as it is now and to make changes, changes that will allow you to be open to the love and the light and the power that is within you. The Great Spirit is within you. You don't ever have to worry about anything. You are connected, and everything is waiting. So join us, and we will show you how. Well, that's what I
so
wanted
beautiful.
To say. You.
I feel like I want to cry.
It feels beautiful.
Ginger is bringing forward a dragonfly, and the dragonfly is coming in to help you to know who you are.
Oh, wow.
So you are the master of this lifetime, and as Barbara said, you know, this is your time to know who you are. You have the ability at this moment to start really acknowledging the truth. Okay, and accept the truth of who you are. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Barbara, I cannot believe how much Sheila has changed and gone forward on her path. It's just amazing.
And you're going to move forward even more. Suggesting that you start listening to Native American flute music.
Okay.
Listen to a bunch of it and see what really carries you away.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, because there's this incredible connection that's just going to carry you, and you'll find that meditating is the easiest thing in the world.
Okay.
Okay, so they want you to do that, and they want you to start doing it right away. They say they're ready. They're waiting, so.
Okay, I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay, great. And
okay.
Yeah, just let it flow.
Okay.
And let us know how it goes, Sheila. Tell us, so we want to know.
Yeah, if it's not working for you or you're having problems with it, tell them what the problem is so they can help you solve it.
Oh, okay.
Because they hear you.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Some good information.
All right, you get to have some fun now.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too, Dissy. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We are moving to our next caller from area code 415.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Anne in California.
Hi,
Anne.
How are you?
Good.
So what's on your mind today?
I have a trip to Mexico, possibly. I mean, it's planned and unsure with everything, if I'm going to go or not. So anything about if it's a good time for me to go, or if my friends, if you stay, will go, or if they'll cancel.
Okay. I got a probably, but I do see a lot of clovers, like four-leaf clovers all around you.
Oh.
And, you know, think about what it is you want. Do you really want to go? If you want to go, put that positive energy into it, send it out into the universe, and affirm that everything always turns out perfectly for you in your life. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, I was hearing, like, girls just want to have fun before you said that, you know, your name is Anne. And I'm getting the angels want you to have a little bit more fun. And it's time for you to do that. It's time for you to create happy memories. And it is time to really, you know, take time and just take a break and do something fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's one of the divine directive for you. While you're having fun, you're going to be actually working, because you're going to be creating miracles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, hold on tight, because God has a beautiful miracle in store for you, Anne, okay? So just try to, you know, stay positive. Any fears that you have, give them to the angels. There's no need to hold on to any kind of fear, okay?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of.
Okay. Because I'm getting, the more that you just let it go and just, you know, embrace, you know, the easier it is. And I am also getting, you know, there's a little bit of healing needed in maybe one of your relationships. So the angels are, you know, surrounding you with positive energy in that aspect as well. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and have some fun.
Okay, Anne. I was also getting that, yes, you should go to Mexico. Again,
great.
It's about you actually doing something for you.
For me, true.
Yeah.
I usually travel for family events and not really a fun vacation, yeah.
Yeah, and you need some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad just passed away a month ago. So it's been a lot happening in the past month.
Yeah, they're showing that you have a lot of heaviness around you. So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
You just need to step away from it. And your dad is saying, yeah, go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's time for you to put yourself first. It's time to actually show yourself that you're important in your own life.
Yeah. Yeah, we took care of them the past year a lot, so, yeah.
So you deserve a wonderful, fun, they're just showing me you just having fun. You're on the beach and you're laughing and you're playing in the water. And, oh, there's some cute guys. And, you know, there's there's this whole variety of just fun. And that's what you're supposed to have.
Yeah, I think if my friends cancel, then I'll go to a retreat, like a yoga retreat center type of place, which would be nice and, you know, easier to do for a single person traveling and relaxing.
Yeah, as long as it's not work. They're saying if you think work, don't do it.
Oh, true. Like going to class or something. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You want to have fun.
Yes. For sure.
Okay, let's see if there's anything else they're showing me. They're just saying you really deserve to have some fun.
Yeah, any dear innates about?
They're giving me one, okay. Dear innate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Innate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Innate, I am open to fun.
Dear Innate, I am open to fun.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Dear Innate, it is safe for me to have fun.
Dear Innate, God is blessing me with fun.
Oh, I like that. Dear Innate, God is blessing me with fun.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I completely let go.
Dear Innate, I completely let go.
You take a nice deep breath. Okay, ooh, your energy feels better. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's funny. When I said, Dear Innate, God is blessing me with fun, I actually have like a pain in my bottom of my throat, like those two bones right at the
uh-huh.
bottom of your throat. It hurts between there. So it's something is trying to release, I think, from.
Okay, let me look and see. Dear Innate, I have the freedom to express myself.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to express myself.
Dear Innate, I allow my throat to be open.
Dear Innate, I allow my throat to be open.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I feel it dissolving.
Dear Innate, I feel it dissolving.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, that, it's funny, one thing can lead to something else. So yeah, that's, my throat feels more open. So yeah.
Good, wonderful. All right.
I saw green. Yeah, I think I saw Raphael colors going down my throat. So
good.
It's good.
Okay.
Thing.
Well, then you're
all
set.
Right. Thank you. All right. I'll keep listening.
Well, let us know how much fun you have.
All right. I will.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're moving to our next caller from area code 504. Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can we do for you?
I have been really under a lot of pressure lately, and I was wondering if you could maybe help that or any advice from Spirit.
Well, the first thing I'm getting is, why do you keep putting pressure on yourself?
I guess I might be, do I gravitate towards things like jobs or situations that I feel like I'm just doing what I could do to get by, as far as like taking care of my mother, who's difficult, and I'm still in that job that's difficult. Even though I've been looking, I still haven't found anything. And I was just wondering if I should just quit. I don't have anything lined up, but I feel like maybe that's the key, is just to trust.
You don't think your life is supposed to be easy.
Well,
who told you it's supposed to be so difficult?
I don't know. I really didn't know that was true, you know? I don't feel that that's true.
Well, has your life been easy?
No. I was born into some difficult circumstances.
Yeah, so you came into this life expecting things to be difficult. And they have been.
Okay.
Because that's what you were expecting. That's what you were creating. And I'm going to shut up now.
I don't remember making that contract. I would like it to be null and void because I don't believe I was conscious at the time.
We'll see what we can do about it.
Okay.
Okay, DC, what are you getting for our lovely Debbie?
Thank you.
Hi, Debbie. It's DC. I was hearing emotions.
Yeah.
And I'm getting you're focusing too much energy on, you know,
yeah.
on what's going on right now. You need to just, like, let it go, take a little break, sort of, like, step away mm-hmm. because you're
mm-hmm.
using, you know, too much energy and it's not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm
True.
Also getting there's something new and positive coming your way.
Okay.
And I'm getting it's sort of like a new adventure. And when I say a new adventure, do you long to travel? Because I feel like you could, you know, like you feel like you could pick up and just travel, you know, that you would love to do that.
If I could afford it, I would do it, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a longing is what I'm saying. And I felt like emotions and then, you know, emotions and I felt like water. So you did have a past lifetime where you were at sea. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, there's a little bit of, like, negative reactions. There's a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of fear there from that past lifetime that's sort of, you know, giving you, you know, a little bit of something here going on with this lifetime. But I am getting, like, something beautiful is coming your way. There's a new positive experience, and I think it's a new career.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I'm so happy.
Well, the angels are saying, Debbie, they've been trying to, you know, get a hold of you. They've been, I'm seeing, like, butterflies, and I'm, you know, there's songs, and there's, like, certain words that seem to pop out. Different things, maybe movies. You're just not listening, you know, to the angels as they're trying to communicate with you. So they've been trying to give you a heads up for a while, okay?
I had a job, and it just fell through, so I am looking and I am hoping, you know, I don't want to be where I am. I work with a woman that was really negative and she's finally gotten a little bit nicer, but then they brought another woman on too. And she's even more so than the one before that the other one, we kind of bonded together because this one is
right
even worse right. than the one before. And it's bad. Like, I wake up with headaches, you know, just being around her.
Well, just don't only think about the good stuff. And
okay.
just, you know, intermittently just, you know, to the universe, just say, you know, even within you, it's word silent, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, because something beautiful is coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And you've already put that intention out to the universe.
Yeah.
Just wait for it to appear. Okay? You know what you want, and that's a good thing. And you're not meant to stay, like, in any place where you feel the way you're feeling.
I've been there 4 years, and I feel like almost like, because I've been
right.
wishing and putting out intentions, and I just feel like maybe,
well, you've
know.
Already you've already put the intention out to the universe, okay? And just start saying thank you. The key is, you know, you've got to say thank you before, you know, before it actually manifests. Like, you know it's coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay?
Okay.
Be thankful for it before it already, you know, comes. And just
okay.
keep counting your beautiful blessings. Because
okay.
the universe wants to keep giving you more and more, hun. Okay?
Okay.
So just feel that beautiful future. Because it is coming and you deserve it. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to be able to make more money. I see your debt reducing.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, it's going to be beautiful, and this is your divine timing. But the thing that I want to do is the negativity from that past lifetime, that little bit of fear and things like that, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and to get rid of it so that you're free and clear, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do some dear innate statements.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept that my life is hard.
Dear innate, I accept that my life is hard.
Dear innate, I accept that my life is supposed to be hard.
steering eight. I accepted my life is supposed to be hard.
Steering eight, I let go of the hard life.
Steering eight, I let go of the hard life.
Steering eight, I release the need to create a hard life.
Steering eight, I release the need to create a hard life.
Steering eight, I release the attraction of a hard life.
Steering eight, I release the attraction of a hard life.
Steering eight, I accept that I am good enough.
Steering eight, I accept that I am good enough.
Steering eight, I accept that I don't have to prove my value.
Steering eight, I accept that I don't have to prove my value.
Steering eight, I let all of that go.
Steering eight, I let all of that go.
Steering eight, I release the fear of life.
Steering eight, I release the fear of life.
Steering eight, I just let it go.
Steering eight, I just let it go.
Steering eight, I let go of my past.
Steering eight, I let go of my past.
Steering eight, I let go of my habits.
Steering eight, I let go of my habits.
Steering eight, I let go of my cycles.
Yeah. Steering eight, I let go of my cycles.
Steering eight, I let it all go.
Steering eight, I let it all go.
Steering eight, I love and accept myself.
Steering eight, I love and accept myself.
Steering eight, I see the value in me.
Steering eight, I see the value in me.
Steering eight, I see the beauty in me.
Steering eight, I see the beauty in me.
Steering eight, I accept that the Creator loves me.
Steering eight, I accept that the Creator loves me.
Steering eight, I accept that the Creator blesses me.
Steering eight, I accept that the Creator blesses me.
Steering eight, I accept the blessings of the Creator.
Steering eight, I accept the blessings of the Creator.
Steering eight, I open my heart to receive.
Steering eight, I open my heart to receive.
Steering eight, I am in the flow of love.
Steering eight, I am in the flow of love.
Steering eight, good things come into my life.
Steering eight, good things come into my life.
Steering eight, I let go of who I used to be.
Steering eight, I let go of who I used to be.
Steering eight, I accept who I am becoming.
Steering eight, I accept who I am becoming.
Steering eight, I know myself.
Steering eight, I know myself.
Steering eight, I know I am good.
Steering eight, I know that I am good.
Steering eight, I know my life is changing.
Steering eight, I know my life is changing.
Steering eight, I let go.
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 Steering eight, I completely let go.
Steering eight, I completely let go.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Better. I do feel better. My lungs hurt a little bit, like just deep, you know?
Let's see. Steering eight, I allow myself to breathe.
Steering eight, I allow myself to breathe.
Steering eight, I accept life.
Steering eight, I accept life.
Steering eight, it is safe for me to breathe.
Steering eight, it is safe for me to breathe.
Steering eight, I breathe deeply and easily.
Steering eightly and easily.
Steering eight, I let go.
Steering eight, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
And, you know, you can just start saying, dear innate, I let go. Anytime those old thoughts come up, anytime you're thinking, oh, my life is hard, just start saying, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. To get those thought patterns out of you, because you don't need them anymore.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. DC, we are done.
Awesome. What a great show. My goodness. It was really, really great.
It was
beautiful. And Barbara, I just can't stress enough that people have to let go of everything going on in the world around them and just, you know, just try to stay in a place of love.
Yes, because you're not here to save the world, people. So stop trying.
And love is always the answer. So just, you know, just send love outward. And that really does have a positive effect.
Yes, it does.
But love yourself first.
Yes.
And I thank you for another beautiful show, Barbara.
Thank you.
It was awesome. Yes. I'm getting, Barbara, a lot of people are not having enough of fun.
That's true.
You know,
now with the virus, and you're not allowed to leave your house, you're not allowed to have fun, you're not allowed to be around other people. It's time to let all that go.
It definitely is. And just, you know, connect with your joy. Do something just for you. It's, you know, you don't need a special occasion. You just, you know, take care of yourself and do something nice for yourself. But I keep getting, you know, now is the time to have some fun. And that's a divine directive. You better listen.
Yes. I am going to have fun. I'm going to go play cards with my roommate, and I'm going to eat homemade strawberry shortcake. And
that sounds like a lot of fun. Have fun. Yes. A delicious fun, in fact. Well, get off air there, you know, close out the show and go have fun.
Yeah, and we should be back on Tuesday unless things change. So we'll talk to you guys then.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.